This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's a Monday, but struggling. I don't know what day of the week it is. I have had such a hectic weekend. Unfortunately, I would have liked to have trained more than I did. I got a very decent run in yesterday, but just been under some serious, serious deadlines for some client work and realizing just how much I need to be doing this Kona Edge thing full time. Man alive. It's been a challenging few days, and I've got a few more on the cards as well. Not much sleep and too much work, as I said earlier on in the year, and towards the end of last year. I really need to get better balance as far as work life and triathlon goes. But that's why we're doing this, and hopefully you enjoy the podcast as much as I do. I'm committed to putting one of these things out every single day, and I'd love it if you would support us here at the Kona Edge and become a patron, literally for a couple of cents every podcast. You can get access to this podcast commercial free, and in doing so you help us keep the lights on. So I know you listen to the podcast. We get tons of great feedback. I've got another awesome iTunes review coming up at the end of the show, but unfortunately these things do cost money and take time and resources, and it's just been a challenge, to say the least. So if you wouldn't mind considering supporting us, I would appreciate it massively. Head over to thekonaedge.com/support and you can find out more about it. And we're going to be chatting some running on today's podcast. Got some pretty cool running tips coming up from Switzerland, all the way from Switzerland today. That's all coming up next here on the podcast. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes, from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom, and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Manny, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Let's talk about your run. Particularly, I'm interested to hear a little bit about your run at Ironman Florida, with regards to really holding back until the last 10Ks, essentially, and then putting the hammer down. For someone who's a type A personality, is it difficult to wait that long to go, or was that part of the plan, and you know what, you're just sticking to what you had planned before the race?
It wasn't difficult for me, because I mean, I think that's an important thing, that you stay calm and patient, and I am a calm, patient person normally, so it wasn't a problem for me at all, but it was more giving me confidence, because I knew beforehand people go to Florida, they want to have the super fancy bike split, and then they expect to run like a machine after that. But I knew before, 8 out of 10 guys wouldn't do it. They would have a great bike split, maybe run 10, 15K and explode. That's exactly what's going to happen. So the number one tip is really just pace it. It's something so simple. I mean, it's not a 10K or 21K run, you know. Even then you need to pace it. Even then most people break in and crash, I think. So I had this plan that I always keep a certain pace for each kilometer, each mile. And I just stuck to that, and I didn't even see people running past me or anything. I don't know. Some people were already a bit ahead of the road of me. because I had a crazy bike split, of course, and then they ran for 10-15K, and then I got them. And the last guy, the second, the Kona Slut, actually I got quite late. I mean, I was doing it with the Patrick Lange, I guess. I got him around 30K, so quite late. And then, yeah, there was nothing you can do. You know, you play your little mind games, you learn over time. Let's say you see that he's here, that he's there. And then, yeah, I could see ahead of the road, like 600 meters above the corner, like a straight perpendicular corner. And I could see if I go until then quite hard, a bit harder than I would, you just can give him a chance to respond. So just go by hard. And then at the corner, you know, I slowed down again. But he couldn't see me anymore, so his mind was broken like a twig, and he couldn't do anything.
I love that. You've also mentioned in our first chat that you've blown up a few times. Have they always been on the run? And what are some of the lessons that you've learned from those to what you use now?
Yeah, it was definitely always the run. I think the bike, yeah, during the bike, you feel mostly quite well. I mean, if you blow up after 90K on the bike or like halfway of the ride, and you really did something really, really wrong. So, I mean, people tend to fade towards the back end of the ride. So that I also managed to keep quite well. But mostly it's always the blowing up on the run. I mean, like most people have it, like everybody can run a nice 10K. You feel like Superman. You have this different perception of speed after the bike, and you are still fresh and hyped and adrenaline. But then it's slowly, 15, 20K, you start to realize, hey, wait, this is quite long, so you need to pace it well. Start super easy. I couldn't believe how easy it felt. I really met one guy, Steve Jackson. We were running together almost the whole marathon and just pacing each other and having fun, really, most of the time, except the last 10K. But before, chatting. But then slowly, like, the tiredness will automatically come, you know, like over time, 25K or so, your muscles are starting to hurt either way. And if you can then pick it up after 32K or 20 miles, or at least hold on for daylight to hit the number still, you're going to have an awesome race. So that's all you need. You just need to be patient, really patient, and really, it does feel super, super easy. Like, the perceived effort is very, very low the first 10K, but you just have to know your numbers and maybe even your heart rate. And then the rest, you will have a great run, I'm sure.
Manny, looking back at your triathlon career, would you say there have been one or two things that you've maybe done on the run that's really improved your run performance over time?
Yeah, I think, I mean, first, like you said, running over time. Running over time is one thing, the patience factor, and that you do it year by year and not be injured and not do too much, but like do just enough and have certain workouts that you need. For example, I mean, one big thing that changed it for me was, again, the specificity of it. Like, train with specific paces and heart rate. That's one. So if you have a coach that really can calculate your paces and have certain tempo workouts at a certain pace, that will definitely give you a nice kick. And training with heart rate. So knowing your numbers, again, not being a number freak, but like, let's say, for the long run, I know my heart rate. I have to keep it nice and easy. But mostly, he also said that you have to enjoy it and be comfortable at that pace. So, yeah, the long run for sure important. I don't even look on my Garmin. I don't even have the speed there. I don't want to see it. I just have the heart rate and time, and then look around, enjoy the nature, and then I will have a great session.
What's your favorite? Is it that long run, or what do you love doing run wise? Favorite workout?
Favorite workout, I mean, yeah, the long run is quite nice. I mean, everybody says it, and you get to experience some things. But the favorite run, I would have to say, is one session I did over 4 weeks or even more, that I felt after each session that, wow, this really gave me a nice kick. So it's a 10-mile run or a 16K run, and it's like two times 3K, 4K, 1K. So just in a row, so two times 8K, basically. And the first 3K I would run, I mean, I have a certain pace, but it's like, let's say, a touch slower than your anaerobic threshold. Then you go straight into 4K of a bit faster than Ironman pace, and then you go into 1K, like, around Ironman pace. But that you repeat without a break again right after that. So that I felt like over time, also seeing progress in the heart rate, the drop, perceived effort. The first time I remember I was really breathing hard, and it was very challenging, and also mentally. And second, third time out, I already noticed, hey, wow, this is getting, perceived effort is going down, and the numbers are still there. And over time, I felt like just getting used to those paces and being a bit above race pace. And yeah, that really set me up for a strong run in Florida to qualify, I think.
Brilliant. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona yesterday. Much appreciated. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time.
Great. Talk then.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been brilliant keeping you company once again, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered because I'm under a serious deadline, so I needed to record this quickly. But if you wouldn't mind supporting us, it's days like this that I realize that I really want to do this Kona Edge thing full time, and I need your help. So head over to thekonaedge.com/support. It would be massively, massively appreciated. Got a fantastic five-star iTunes review in from Richard in Louisiana in the States. This weekend, saying great resource. I'm starting my first triathlon season, and this podcast has been invaluable as a resource for me, from training tips to nutrition to experiences on the course. They cover it all. I can't thank Brad enough for the podcast. Well, Richard, thank you for your kind words on the iTunes. If you haven't left us a review yet, please do. It just really helps us get in front of more people and more triathletes just like you, and helps us grow the Kona Edge. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a brilliant Monday, and we'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.